We're seeing just how challenging it is right now to reopen schools during this pandemic and how that is affecting sports. The University of North Carolina has temporarily suspended all athletic activity because of the spread of COVID-19 on the Chapel Hill campus. UNC had already moved all of its classes online just a week after opening school to in-person classes. Mike Pesca is sports analyst for Here and Now, and he also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, UNC is just one school, but every college is really struggling with this right now. And there doesn't really seem to be any consensus about what to do about college sports, especially the big moneymaker, football. What are you seeing?
Right. So no consensus is a key point because college sports, there is an NCAA, but when it comes to big time football, it sort of stands apart from the NCAA because the Power Five conferences, these are the five biggest conferences that usually field the national championship. They make their own money, so they don't need the NCAA. Mm-hmm. So right now the landscape looks like this. Of those five conferences, and there are 130 teams playing at the highest levels. So we're just talking about the teams at the five conferences. Two of the huge conferences canceled everything. Now, three of the remaining conferences, and UNC is in one of them, they say they're going to play. But there is no commissioner of those other conferences. And in fact, every school has its own say. So it's wonderful if other teams in the ACC say, we're going ahead to play, but there is an outbreak on the campus of UNC. 2 days ago, mm-hmm. North Carolina defined college football as, well, we'll do the football part and forget the college part. The college kids and maybe our football players can learn remotely. We'll have practice. But then the outbreak got so severe, they said, well, at least be temporarily suspending our play. So I don't know what it means. And if they think they know what it means, they're fooling themselves. They'll have to see the progression of the virus, and that's going to come into play, and that's going to perhaps abut their best intentions.
So, Mike, just to get clarification, too, from you about playing, not playing, aren't there other schools saying that they're going to play home football games with fans actually in the stands?
They're trying to, you know, this is the plan. And there have been sporting events with some fans in the stands all spread out. You would think, especially in an outdoor stadium, it shouldn't be impossible. Is it advisable? I don't know. And I don't know if it'll be possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the NFL. So that season is supposed to start in less than a month. Has the league or any of the teams made any decisions about whether fans can come to those games?
They're going ahead with the games, or they're trying to. The owner of the Cowboys has said we'd like to have fans at the games. Right now, different states have different decrees, so it seems quite unlikely in places like New York. Again, this is just whatever the announced plans are here in August when games are to kick off in September. I wouldn't put much credence in what the intentions are of people weeks before we see what's actually going on.
So true. Yes. Let's talk a little bit about the games that we can watch right now. There's plenty of stuff to watch on TV. The playoffs are underway in the NHL and the NBA. What's jumping out to you about these games?
Well, sports-wise, those two leagues are doing great. Let's add the WNBA in there. No outbreaks, mm-hmm. maybe a model for how to do this and what a bubble means. Also, interestingly, in the NBA, because all the teams are playing in the same facility, there really is no home court advantage in the playoffs, and we've seen the two top seeds in each conference lose their first game. One of them was the LA Lakers, which lost to an energized Portland Trailblazer team. But the Lakers made news beyond the court, not just by losing, but all of the team wore red hats that looked like MAGA hats from afar. But instead of Make America Great Again, the great again was crossed out. And the message was, Make America Arrest the Cops Who Killed Breonna Taylor. And that's what LeBron James wanted to talk about. And that's what the team in this unified message, they got it trending on Google. And so it does seem like not only are they committed to have a message, their message is well thought out. And they're making a real impact as far as what Americans know and are learning about some of these social justice issues.
I want to ask you about something else. So the Cincinnati Reds have suspended broadcaster Tom Brenneman because of an anti-gay slur he made on the air yesterday. He apologized before he was actually pulled off the air. But what is the team saying about this?
Yeah, it was a very strange series of events where he didn't know a mic was on. And he said, you know, the most offensive anti-gay slur in who knows who he was talking to, an offhanded remark. And then in the second game of doubleheader, he came back and apologized. During his apology, a player hit a home run, which he announced, you know, in a muted form. But that was surreal. And as to your question, the Reds have said that they're devastated by the, quote, horrific homophobic remark made this evening by broadcaster Tom Brennan, and they say they embrace a zero tolerance policy for bias or discrimination. We're addressing our broadcasting team in the coming days.
A lot here. Thank you so much, Mike. That's Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst, and he hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com.